Infernal Conflict, Cycles of War. It's fascinating to see how quickly the West has descended into manic hysteria over Russia, almost as if on cue. On whose cue? Well, the CCP, naturally, among others. These are long-term, military-level psychological operations. Everything is cleverly orchestrated, leading to centralized control, social credit systems, programmable digital currency, and the systematic erosion of freedoms and rights. We've been trained to not only tolerate, but also demand oppression, dehumanization, homogenization, sterilization, and safety, safety, safety. Observe how easily good people were persuaded to commit horrible, evil, and unconscionable acts during the past 2 years' plandemic. We are still witnessing the consequences of anti-sentiments, societal division based on medical fiction, denial of services and support, destruction of families and businesses. For what? An idea. A story. An injection narrative that is not based on reality or medical science, but it was done with the utmost care and attention. The WEF has infiltrated almost all democratic governments. They openly boast about it. The CCP has presence in strategic offices, corporate social media, telecom, technology, medicine, and, of course, banks. When we add it all up, it's no surprise that we have no idea what we're fighting about or for, who we're fighting against, or how we'll ever win. Not without increased government overreach, control, globalist ideology, and violent intervention. We have no idea how out of touch we are, how deeply misinformed, misled, and misguided we are, and how easily we are manipulated by propaganda, social media, and culture. We are living in a critical stage in this civilization. We are on track for a total collapse, as has occurred numerous times in the past. We can avoid these events, but only with significant intervention from awake, aware, erudite, and educated people. Our emotions, finances, politics, media, arts, and culture have all been used as weapons against us. We need to open our eyes and stand up. We decide what to make real, or we can choose to be told what reality will be. Many of the bitter, divisive, and combative social issues that are playing out in the modern world are not coincidental. Our humanity is being attacked spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, epistemologically, and biologically. Our sex, gender, sensibilities, beliefs, and interrelationships are being uprooted, distorted, disrupted, and derailed. The enemy is everywhere and in everything, and it must be sacrificed on the altar of wokeness, social justice, and infantilized all-or-nothing rhetoric, or it will be canceled, subjected to emergency measures, legislated into oblivion, or mobbed to death in virtual spaces. It's time to clean house. It's a time to get quiet, away from the noise-making and propaganda of the dying media, and to discover again what is genuinely true for you. Now is the moment to consider carefully what, why, how, and who we choose to stand with. Now is the moment to cast aside cult-like addiction, blind allegiance, and misplaced in-group dependence. They're relying on our widespread ignorance, cowardice, infighting, and disarray. They're counting on our antiquated notions of nationalism and dependence on the state, on the money they define, on the parameters they offer. Time to choose.